This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience with Prasar Bharati correspondent.
वो मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम के लिए के तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूं लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुल गई मैं देखा ना तो मैं जिंदा हूं तो मैंने ट्राई किया मेरी सीट बेल्ट निकाला और जहां से निकल सकता वहां से मैं निकल गया वहां से मेरे नजरों के सामने एयर होस्टल और दूसरे आंटी अंकल सभी उसमें मिस हो गए थे सभी जब टेक ऑफ हुआ ना तो सडनली 5-10 सेकंड कैसे लगा जैसे स्टक हो गया वो बाद में प्लेन में लाइट ऑन हो गई ग्रीन और व्हाइट बाद में वो प्लेन टेक ऑफ ज्यादा करने के लिए वो रेस दिया होगा ऐसा कुछ और सीधा स्पीड में ही घुस गया मैं जहां लैंड हुआ था ना वो नीचे की साइड थी वहां थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर तो जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना तो मैंने देखा ना जब सामने कि थोड़ा इधर पेस है मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूँ निकलने के लिए तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर वो बिल्डिंग का वो था ना दीवार तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था मैं जो जहां था वहां ही थोड़ा पेस था फिर भी मेरे पता नहीं मैं कैसे बसा हूं जब आग लगी ना मेरा लेफ्ट हैंड भी जल गया थोड़ा फिर एम्बुलेंस मेरे को उठा लेके इधर आया हॉस्पिटल में
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो विजिटेड द प्लेन क्रैश साइट एंड सेड द सीन ऑफ डेवास्टेशन इज सैडनिंग. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. Later, Mr. Modi held a review meeting in Ahmedabad. He also met the family members of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who lost his life in the tragedy. A correspondent reports that identified bodies from the plane crash have been handed over to relatives after post-mortem. So far, 6 bodies have been handed over to the family members. Meanwhile, Civil Hospital Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi said that 32 people are currently undergoing treatment in the hospital. Except for a few doctors who have suffered severe burns, everyone is stable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who tragically lost his life in the recent Ahmedabad air disaster. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he worked together with Vijay Rupani shoulder to shoulder, including during some of the most challenging times. He highlighted Rupani's distinguished career, recalling his contributions across various roles, including his tenure in the Rajkot Municipal Corporation as the Rajya Sabha MP, Gujarat BJP President, and as a cabinet minister in the state government. The Prime Minister said he was humble and hardworking, firmly committed to the party's ideology. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that he is in touch with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy, Foreign Minister of Portugal Paulo Rangel and Foreign Minister of Canada Anita Anand regarding the Ahmedabad plane crash. Dr. Jayashankar expressed profound condolences and offered fullest support in this hour of grief. 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese national and 1 Canadian national had also lost their lives in the plane crash in Ahmedabad yesterday. India has expressed concern at recent developments between Iran and Israel and urged both sides to avoid any escalatory steps. It has asked Iran and Israel to utilize existing channels of dialogue and diplomacy for de-escalation of the situation and resolving underlying issues. The missions in both the countries are in contact with the Indian community and all Indian nationals in the region have been advised to exercise caution, stay safe and follow local security advisories. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended on a weak note, weighed down by escalating geopolitical tensions and a broad-based sell-off across most sectors. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, shed 573 points or 0.7% to close at 81,119. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 170 points or 0.68% to settle at 24,719. And that is the end of this news bulletin.